tainted money. Willie was like a terrier, snapping at the heels of the demon plutocrats. He made headlines lambasting the ties between corporate wealth and the academy, all framed in his simplistic good versus evil rhetoric. Of course, we were guilty of the Sentinel too, sensationalizing Willie's moralistic tirades, but he was a local boy after all. Rockefeller he called an odious eminence, condemning a gift to the University of Nebraska earmarked for a new building. And when his own alma mater, Illinois College, on the brink of financial collapse, dared to seek funds from philanthropical Andrew Carnegie, he practically had a heart attack. "Our college cannot serve God and mammon," he wrote, swearing that by accepting the gift, the college commended itself to commercial highwaymen. I had no sympathy with Mr. Bryan's doctrine of tainted money, the Illinois College president reminisced years later. The gift left the college perfectly free to act according to conscience and principles. The Carnegie aid, he went on, saved Illinois College from extinction. Willie got the news in Hong Kong that the college had accepted the dirty money, having embarked with his family on a trip around the world. He cabled his resignation from the Board of Trustees. "It grieves me that to have my alma mater converted into an ally of plutocracy."